And how did you get into diabetes?
Well, in an interesting and indirect sort of way, Pickering's great interest in medicine was in high blood pressure. And he had just concluded some really quite groundbreaking work with a number of people at St. Mary's, in which he'd done the really rather obvious thing of going out into a population and just measuring their blood pressure to see what he could find, really to explore this notion that hypertension was a distinct disease and differed qualitatively rather than quantitatively from the general population. But the question was, everybody had a blood pressure, and some people's were higher than others, and those that were very highest were the people who had high blood pressure. Now, he read a paper which said that people with diabetes had particularly high blood pressures, and that caught his eye, and he thought, now, there may be some way into the better understanding of high blood pressure if we look at diabetic families. So he looked around for somebody to do the legwork, and I'd just come out of the army. I'd spent 2 years in the REMC in Egypt, and I'd come out of the army and was looking for an interesting job back at St. Mary's, ideally somewhere in academic medicine, ideally doing something to do with a sort of research. And his eye lighted on me, and I was only too delighted to take this job. And my job was to measure the blood pressure of every diabetic at St. Mary's Hospital, and then also to measure their relatives' blood pressures, to get their mothers and fathers, brothers and sisters and offspring, their first-degree relatives, to either to come and see me at the hospital or for me to go and see them in their homes. And for a couple of years, I did very little else than that. I tried, obviously, to keep up my medicine, and had two or three shots at the MRCP, which I did rather miserably at, but collected an enormous amount of information about these diabetes. What we found, interestingly, at St. Mary's was that we had relatively few young diabetic patients, what we now call type 1 diabetic patients, or insulin-dependent diabetic people. And George Pickering said, well, that's because of Robin Lawrence out there at King's. All the youngsters go out to see him because he's got such a fantastic reputation. I'll send you out to King's, and you can supplement your collection of families from the young patients there. So he wrote a note to Robin Lawrence, who said, yes, he'd be pleased to see me. And then I went out to King's